his arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Hi, I'm Tim.
And I'm Maria.
With DanielFast.org, and we want to welcome all of you who are joining us on the 21-day nationwide Daniel Fast and Prayer for spiritual breakthroughs and to spark a revival in America to heal our land. Join us Monday through Friday for a new message of encouragement from the Word of God. We will also give you some meal suggestions and pass along some prayer and fasting tips. We welcome your input, prayer requests, and testimonials. We would love to hear from you. Go to the Contact Us page at our website, danielfast.org. My dear friends, today we are going to share a message about prodigals and lost sheep, and we pray that this message will be a blessing to you. Our verses for today come from Luke 15, 19 through 20, and verse 31. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. My son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. Jesus tells this famous story of two sons and their relationship with their father. The younger son desired to seek adventure away from home and outside of the normal perimeters of his culture. His father gave him his inheritance early, and his son lost it all in a search for his own identity and for excitement in reckless living beyond what he had known at his home. He eventually hit rock bottom in his adventures, but when he finally came home, his father dropped everything and ran to him. He gave him his name and his identity back as his son. He welcomed his lost son home with open arms. He did not ask him to clean himself up or to explain his behavior. He simply kissed him.
Perhaps today you feel like the younger brother. You have made choices that have created a distance between you and God. You have intentionally walked in the opposite direction away from your father, but God is waiting and looking for your return. Once he sees your face on the horizon, he runs toward you, he gives you his name, called you son or daughter. Just like the youngest son in the story, he embraces you without questioning. He has been waiting just as the father was always waiting for his younger son to return home.
Whether a mess in squalor or tidy in your Sunday best, your heart is the same before God. Broken, damaged, bent towards sin, separated from God, and needing a Savior.
And yet, the Father runs to you. He pleads with you. He seeks out. He waits for you. He calls you son or daughter, no matter your circumstances. He loves you.
Some of you may have a prodigal in your family, and let us pray in agreement for all prodigals to return. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus and ask that you deliver my child from the hold of the enemy has on them. Open the eyes of their hearts so that they can have discernment to recognize truth from deception. We come in agreement against the enemy in the name of Jesus and bind every spirit that is attacking them. We bind these spirits in the name of Jesus and demand that you loose them from your grip. And we pray the blood of Jesus over all prodigals and break off every spiritual assignment and assault planned against them. Lord, we pray that you hear the cries of the lost sheep. Good Shepherd, we ask you seek them and bring them home safely. In the name of Jesus, amen. This is Tim.
This is Maria.
From DanielFast.org. We are glad that you have chosen to join us for this 21-day journey, and we invite you to send us your prayer requests and testimonies, because we want to pray for you and with you to build a community of believers who will share each other's burdens and triumphs. Please join us next time as we talk about prayer and fasting from the Word of God.
Blessings.
fits bandaging the broken, washing filthy feet. Here I am, Lord, send me. If it's loving one another, even when we don't agree, here I am, Lord, send me. If I'm poor, if I'm wealthy, I serve you just the same. Here I am, Lord, send me. On the mountain or the valley, I will choose to praise. Here I am, Lord, send me. If I know my how I love, let my life reflect how much I love you. I love you. And before you even ask, oh, my answer will be yes, 'cause I love you. I I will say it anyway, 'cause here I am, Lord, send me. And if it means that they'll reject me, Lord, I'll still obey, 'cause here I am, Lord, send me. And if I'm known by how I love, let my
all I know, I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. She no longer has a place to hide.
A Christian bookstore? Look no further. Visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find literally thousands of items to choose from. There are over 1,200 Bibles available in many different versions, communion and sanctuary supplies, pastoral helps such as commentaries, interpretations and historical summaries, Bible study programs. Educational resources to homeschool your children are also available. Study Jewish history while deepening your walk with our Lord. Select from the many books of encouragement. The bookstore also carries clothing for children and adults and games and crafts for your family. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through the WCNO bookstore helps to support our ministry here at the radio station. Won't you join us in this very important ministry? Visit our bookstore at WCNO.com today.
Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil.
Tune into Torah Life Ministries with Paul Nisan, airing daily, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. And also heard each Saturday at 12 noon.
Avoid the evil, let us learn Yahweh's ways. With Torah Life Ministries, come out of the world.
Another day in paradise for Abraham of old. And as others came, he would ask the same question of them all. Have you seen him? Have you seen him? Have you seen my Lord? Have you seen his face? So full of grace. Have you seen my Lord? Have you seen my Lord? And as they came, each had the same answer. Everyone, they'd say, no, we have not seen the blessed King, but we know he's sure to come. But then in the room, so full of gloom, another stepped inside. He was the one they called Simeon, and this is what he cried. I have seen him.
I have seen him.
I have seen him.
I have seen
him. I have seen the Lord. I have seen his face, so full of grace. I have seen the Lord. Then in came the thief. He said, boys, you won't believe. He was hanging there beside me on the cross at Calvary. I have seen him.
Lifts his calloused hands to play upon the strings of the harp of God, a song grafted simply on an instrument of grace, making melody for love, and a symphony rises like incense from cathedral choirs of praise. And a symphony sounding like poetry from the pages yellowed in time. Master music. musician has studied hours upon end, note upon note, page upon page of the masters come and gone. And now their classic masterpiece become his constant friends, making melody for love. And a symphony rises like incense from cathedral choirs of praise. And a symphony sounding like poetry from the pages yellowed in time. We too are like musicians lifting calloused hands to pray from cloistered hearts and cathedral minds. We must work with human effort, responding to God's grace, making melody for love. And a symphony rises like incense from cathedral choirs of praise. And a symphony sound like poetry from the pages yellowed in time.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in Port St. Lucie. Our program, Extreme Faith, airs on WCNO Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and again at 7:15 p.m. We are a Word and Spirit church, and not only do we believe in miracle signs and wonders, we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You can build your faith for your miracle today.
Hello, my name is Paul Friend, the pastor of Solano Southern Methodist Church, located here in Stuart. I want to invite you to our revival planned for January 28th through the 30th. We have special music each evening on Friday at 6:30 p.m. with Brother Larry Ford, who sang with the Gaithers. And on Saturday, we're privileged to have the Cross Tie Trio from Okeechobee starting at 6 o'clock. We have Dr. Paul Thinpen, the president of the Southern Methodist Church, bringing us a service every evening. Come worship with us, and we will all be blessed. I challenge you to bring someone who is not saved and make the difference in their life. We're located at 4899 Southeast Ebtive Avenue in Port Solano, Florida. Thank you.
Gentile warning Messiah, warning Yeshua, warning the olive tree. Jew and Gentile, warning Messiah, warning Yeshua's love. Jew and Gentile, warning Messiah, warning Yeshua, warning the olive tree. Warning Messiah, warning Yeshua's love. Help us, Father,
forgiving each other, heal our wounds, bind us together, so the world might believe. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua, one in the olive tree. Messiah, one in Yeshua's love, one in Yeshua's love. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua, one in the olive tree. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua's love. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua, one in the olive tree. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua's love. Help us, Father, to love one another with humble hearts, forgiving each other. Heal our wounds, bind us together, so the world might believe. Huh. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua, one in the olive tree. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua's love, one in Yeshua's love.
You're my everything. sing. You're the hope that I find everywhere all the time. You're my everything.
Greetings. We invite you to join the Word of Truth International Ministry with Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope every Saturday at 8 a.m. as we break the bread of life and teach the Word of God right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Are you going somewhere or coming back from somewhere? Well, Mount Sinai Complete Transportation Service can take you or pick you up. Whatever your transportation needs are, we can help. Airports, cruise lines, doctor and hospital visits, errands and shopping, dinner dates, and more. We have wheelchair-compatible transportation for people with limited mobility. If it involves transportation and you can't do it yourself, we can. For more information, we can be reached at 772-359-9386.
She tossed her hair back like she didn't care, ignored the whispered comments and the stares. How could they know about the man she'd met, about a love without regrets? You can dream. Can soar. I'll die to make it true. A miracle has found you. Now you can just believe. You can dream. He'd paid a price, but still he'd have. Until his house of cards began to fall, and with his fortune went his friends and wife, and all he had left was his life. You can dream if you let me make you new. You can soar. I'll die to make. you can dream.
Jesus, you are my God, and I exalt. If you could help more women choose life, would you? We know the lives of preborn children are at risk, but CareNet of the Treasure Coast offers the light of truth, bringing peace and conviction to the heart of a pregnant woman. It's the ultrasound that tips the scale for approximately 80% of all women who end up choosing life instead of an abortion. In faith, we have added a new staff position to provide the regular availability of ultrasounds for our clients at CareNet. In faith, we also believe that you, our friends and supporters, can help us fund this position through year-end gifts. To donate, you can reach us at 772-828-3168 or go online to carenetfriends.com and click on the donate button.
Silenced and all depression cease. Let every dark assignment bow down at Jesus' feet. Let every curse be broken. Let every storm be tamed. And all that come against us be bound in Jesus' name. Your presence is my greatest weapon. Pushing back the darkness, breaking every chain. My worship opens up the heavens, crushing every stronghold when I speak your name. 'Cause your presence is my weapon. Your presence is my weapon. Be shaken, your love will not back down. Death has been defeated. What can stop me now? I hold on to what you've spoken. You said that I am free. You've given me your promise, and you are my victory. Your presence is my chain. My worship opens up the heavens.
On the nights when the dark lasts a little bit longer, when the wind and the storm is a little bit stronger, when the fear in my heart digs a little bit deeper, and when my faith to stand gets a little bit weaker, where could I run to? Where could I go? Even when it feels like my world is shaking, even when I've had all that I can take, I know you never let me go. Whoa. And even when the waters won't stop rising, even when I'm caught in the dead of the night, I know no matter how it ends, you're with me even then. When the days up ahead look a little bit brighter, but the grip of the past holds a little bit tighter. I'm reminded your grace never asked for perfection. Oh, I'm restored cause I'm yours and I stand forgiven. Yeah. Even when it feels like my world is shaking, even when I've had all that I can take, I know you never let me go. Whoa.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
All these pieces broken and scattered, in mercy gathered, mended and whole. Empty-handed but not forsaken, I've been saved free. Been set free. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blessed.
it again today in the face of a little child. Looking through eyes of fear and uncertainty,